Tonight, a U.S. intelligence official tells CNN there are strong concerns in the intelligence community about a surge in the number of ISIS sympathizers inside the United States. The FBI is struggling to identify active consumers of ISIS propaganda.
There's hundreds, maybe thousands. It's a challenge to get a full understanding of just how many of those passive followers are taking action.
The passive followers, people inside the United States who have been known to post pro-ISIS messages on social media, pictures of themselves wearing ISIS logos. There's this sympathizer who displayed an ISIS logo on a phone just feet from the White House with a tweet, "We are here, America, near our target."
It's done to kind of play off of that ISIS is everywhere. They can reach their enemies.
Many of them, analyst Philip Smythe says, could be posers. But experts point out there's been a spike in ISIS activity inside the United States recently. At least 32 court cases over the past 2 years of people in the U.S. accused of trying to provide material support to ISIS. Surveillance of ISIS suspects inside the United States is at an all-time high. U.S. officials say ISIS operatives overseas entice supporters on social media and use encrypted communications to encourage them to take action. Analyst David Gartenstein Ross, who tracks the radicalization of Americans, worries about the next step.
The thing I would look for is whether ISIS is playing a role beyond just general support, but actually trying to influence targets, trying to influence the kind of action that already radicalized supporters will end up taking.
But Gartenstein Ross says when ISIS operatives start picking targets, it makes them more vulnerable to being picked up by law enforcement. One other thing that could help law enforcement here, analysts say that Twitter has started to aggressively take down the profiles of Twitter users who express support for ISIS in the U.S. And when a profile is disabled, every message that person's posted is deleted. Stillwolf monitoring every potentially pro-ISIS account, every tweet, every posting, every message. That's a monumental challenge for law enforcement. They're still trying to keep up.